Happy New Year. It is January 2022. Can you believe that we are in January? Personally, I feel like this year has flown by, and I think that's just because there have been so many different turn of events and situations arise and happen that have sped up the months a lot faster than expected. So I'm not sure how you feel on that, but I know for quite a few people, they've kind of felt the same thing. But as we move into January, this is your forecast for what to experience or what to look for in this next year. So just know that if it doesn't make sense now, it doesn't mean that it may not make sense in the future, or it may not, or it may support you in the future versus right now. But when I connected to find out everything that we are looking towards in this year or this coming year, the big picture that I've been shown is that there are a lot of changes that are going to be brought forth to you, but there's also going to be a lot of segregation, and not the same type of segregation that we've seen previously within humanity and businesses or government and all that stuff. It's going to go on a different level. It's almost like energetically, the world is going to be placed into like a different dimension. Now, remember, we are like a multi-dimensional universe. And so when I'm being shown that it's going to be yet a different multi-dimension, so many people are transitioning over into a different dimension. And the dimension that I'm talking about is there's going to be a lot of people passing, a lot of pop-up illnesses, a lot of fast, how do I say this in a nice way? But there are going to be a lot of individuals that when they get this pop-up illness, it's like, you only have, you know, 3 weeks or a couple months to live, and that life expectancy becomes even shorter. So there's a lot of change going on that way, where there's a lot of people that are done with everything that's going on, and they're not wanting to shift and transition into this new dimension that's going on. There will be a lot of, again, those flash illnesses come up and a lot of people passing from it. And it's going to be a shock, absolutely going to be a shock to some people. Now, again, not everything is bad, because remember that sometimes people are done. They're not ready to transition and move forward, because it is going to be definitely a year where you really need to put effort forward into anything and everything that you do. Good news with that is if you put that effort into it, it will pay off and yield higher results and more opportunities beyond that. So it's almost like if you do the work, it's going to pay off, but then it's going to yield a higher frequency of more opportunities and different levels of abundance and success. When you move into that part of it, there are going to be an influx of relationship change, career change, and people really taking a look at the world around them. So I just want you to be very observant that when you do look around and you notice other people that are doing the same thing as you, of observing what's going on around them, or you're observing your relationship connection or your marriage, a little bit on that deeper level, just understand that, you know, you're going to be going through it, but others are going to be going through it. And you may be releasing some friends, and your friends and others may be releasing some friends, and you may be one of them. So again, remember, this is about different transitional change opportunity into a different dimension or higher frequency. So the more that you put effort forth into your journey, you are going to yield that higher frequency and allow for that same level of energy and people to be brought forth into your life as well. Now, when it comes to health, I really want you to be diligent on your mindset and what you feed into your mind, but also what you feed into your body. There's going to be a big, let's call it a food scare or a food recall, that it's not going to necessarily harm people in a way of death, but it is possible to change that outlook in, you know, if you're healthy and you've consumed a lot of this specific type of processed or manufactured food. It's almost like they have something in it that is or will cause like an inflammation or increase in inflammation, and it's just about being mindful of what that is and allowing you to get a hold of things to get your body back into order, back into sync with things. So food recalls are going to be big. Lots of transition in separation and anger storms. I see anger storms with people that are very unhappy, but, you know, stay positive, stay focused, and understand that you have the choice of how you want to live this year out, and you can take advantage of this amazing energy that will help you move forward in that higher vibrational frequency to be able to level up in different areas. Definitely, we hit mid to end of next year, I do see an increase financially within career or some sort of increase in money as well. Throughout the year too, I do also see a lot of movie stars stepping up with everything that's going on here to push against it. In a way of, I just feel like different things may become exposed, and you're going to see a lot more celebrity material or bigger groups of people coming together, again, to help everyday, you know, some of us everyday people fight forward so we have a say into our future. When we look at forecast, I kind of chuckle here because I feel like, you know, the where I live, we call it the Weather Network, but there's many different other weather channels and means that people get their weather through social media or online or whichever way it is. But I just feel like forecasts are going to be totally off, like last minute changing. So just be aware that if you do decide to take a day trip or a trip somewhere, just always be prepared. I feel like it's going to be a year of, you know, you can wing it and have fun, but always be prepared for the unexpected. So it's kind of one of those things that, you know, if you have high anxiety and you know, a little bit of panic attacks, just be very mindful that there are going to be a lot of pop-ups this year. So things that may throw you off, but the more that you can acknowledge them or learn how to deal with them as they come up versus trying to put it off and ignore it, you're going to be in a much, much better position. I mean, some people like surprises. So if you like surprises, just hold tight and just be prepared for certain things. Again, that could be with weather or just different events or pop-up events. Again, this pop-up illnesses and stuff coming within different people as well. But yeah, definitely a lot of change coming on, even when it comes into healthcare, depending where you live. There's a lot of push in government that is going to cause a lot of conflict as well. So be aware of those changes that could come up and affect you and your healthcare as well. And this could mean, again, different ways of wait times or not having access to certain things. I feel like there are going to be limits on things, whether it comes to healthcare supply, or it could come even different other supplies and food. I just feel like there's trying to be this, you know, we're in this like little puppeteer world where we are the puppets, and the other higher up have a different level of control. And again, it's about us transitioning up, staying in that higher frequency vibration where we can gain and get more control back into our own lives as well. So lots of mixed stuff going on, still very positive in a way if you can take a look at it, because there is a lot of room for leveling up. And you know, this stagnant feeling will be behind you, but you know, be prepared for what the universe has to take you on that little rocket ship. It will take you on that rocket ship if you choose to go on it, versus standing beside it and watching everybody else, you know, gain the opportunities and experiences. Don't be jealous. If you're feeling jealous, it just means that you didn't jump on that train right away, but you still have time to do it. So, you know, trust and believe in, you know, what's doing right for you and making the best choice and decision for you, but don't let fear, scarcity, or anxiety take over the beautiful and amazing possibilities and opportunities that 2022 will provide for you. And please check out my Instagram. It's the handle's at @KarenCrisco_channeledwisdom. I do weekly updates, as well as I do live Instagram with Q&As on there. And this will help support you in getting your weekly forecast of what to look forward to or what to expect each week. Have yourself a absolutely amazing month, and I will talk to you in February. Take care. Bye for now.